Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the History Unplugged podcast, the unscripted show that celebrates unsung heroes, myth busts historical lies, and rediscovers the forgotten stories that changed our world. I'm your host, Scott Rank. Hello, today is one of those in-between episodes where I answer any question that you have for me. Here is a recording that somebody left behind for us to answer about Adolf Hitler. Let's listen to it.
Why did Hitler hate the Jews?
Well, thank you. That is a straightforward but very important question. We all know about the Holocaust, but why did Hitler hate a race so much that he went to exterminationist ends and even devoted resources of the Third Reich to their extermination at the loss of Germany's military power? I could answer this question, but sometimes I like to call on experts, and I literally did that. I called on an expert to answer this question. A few months ago, I interviewed Richard Weikart. Richard is the author of the book Hitler's Religion, The Twisted Beliefs That Drove the Third Reich. He is a scholar of Adolf Hitler, and he can answer this question. I called up Richard and asked him to do so, and he answered back, and here is Richard's answer.
Hi, this is Richard Weikart. I'm a professor of history at California State University, Stanislaus, and I'm the author of Hitler's Religion, The Twisted Beliefs That Drove the Third Reich. And I've been asked the question, why did Hitler hate the Jews? Hitler's hatred of the Jews came from two main sources. There had been long-standing, really for centuries, opposition to the Jews in Germany and Central Europe and also Eastern Europe, because they were religiously and culturally different from the majority population. And we have to understand that in the Middle Ages and on the early modern period, there was no such thing as religious toleration for the most part. So the fact that they were different was considered something that they should be discriminated against in many ways. So there's a long-standing tradition of anti-Semitism among many Germans. But then in the 19th century, there was a new twist that was added to this. When, as things became more secularized and some intellectuals began to care less about the religious aspect of a Jewish life and their differences, the religious differences, that they began to biologize the Jews and see things racially. So in the 1870s especially and thereafter, there was this kind of biological anti-Semitism that grew up where instead of considering the Jews different culturally, they saw the Jews as different biologically. And Hitler was going to imbibe this kind of biological racism, which saw the Jews as inherently immoral because they had these immoral biological traits. So the idea was that certain traits like deception and greediness and things like that were biologically innate, and the Jews had those biologically innate traits. And again, this is based upon sometimes centuries-old stereotypes of the Jews. Interestingly, historians who have looked closely at Hitler's life had found that that before World War I, there's really no evidence that he had at least a vitriolic kind of anti-Semitism. It's really after the war. And one thing to understand is that right after World War I, there was a communist uprising in Bavaria, which is where Hitler was, and there were some Jews involved in that. And so Hitler began to associate the Jews with communism, and Alfred Rosenberg and others began to reinforce these ideas in his thinking. And Hitler began to believe also in the international Jewish conspiracy. There was a writing about the the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which was circulating widely in early 20th century Europe and also in Germany. And Hitler began to believe that these Jews were part of this international conspiracy. So Hitler was deceived into thinking that the Jews were biologically immoral and evil, and also that they were part of this international conspiracy trying to destroy the Germans. So that's sort of the short answer. And if you want a longer answer, in Chapter 6 of my book, Hitler's Religion, I talk about where Hitler derived his anti-Semitism for, so you get some greater depth there. So I hope that provided.
So as you can see, Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews was much more complicated than we let on. He blamed them for everything that he opposed. Capitalism, communism, internationalism, liberalism, egalitarianism, pacifism, and even Christianity. He blamed the quote-unquote Jewish rabbi Jesus and Paul for advocating Jewish Bolshevik principles of human equality. When Hitler wrote Mein Kampf, he complained that the Christian churches were not sufficiently anti-Semitic. And he asked, in the Jewish question, for example, do not both denominations, Catholic and Protestant, today take a standpoint which corresponds neither to the requirements of the nation nor to the real needs of religion? So as Richard said, traditional Christian anti-Semitism and secular anti-Christian anti-Semitism played a significant role in Nazi ideology and Hitler's own beliefs. It was a bifurcated movement and the confluence of two streams, the continuation and the product of anti-Jewish Christian tradition, and at the same time antagonistic to Christianity itself, including its biblical Jewish sources and its ethical theological elements. And there were also economic and political elements too. So anyway, thanks for the question. If you would like to submit a question like this to me, you can go to historyonthenet.com/podcast. You can send me an email. You can leave a voicemail recording just like this, and I'll be happy to take your questions. Thanks for listening to the History Unplugged podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show to get your daily dose of all things history related, from ancient Greece to the Cold War. You can do that by going to historyonthenet.com/subscribe. Speaking of History on the Net, if you want to dive deeper, go to our site, historyonthenet.com, and there you'll find blog posts, book reviews, and all of our other podcast episodes. Plus, don't forget to rate and review this podcast so we can bring you the best daily history content possible. We'll see you next time at the History Unplugged podcast.
They were some of the most powerful men who've ever lived. They waged war, forged peace, and altered the fates of billions of people. And yet, they were just as human, just as flawed as you and me. They were the presidents of the United States, and they are the subjects of the history podcast, This American President. In each episode of This American President, we explore how flawed men have managed this awesome responsibility. To listen now, go to ParthenonPodcast.com or search This American President on your favorite podcast platform.